And now for music of a completely different kind, here is your pop quiz class. Can you identify the type of instrumental ensemble playing right now? Is it a brass quintet, a symphony orchestra, a concert band, a bluegrass band? Well, if you were in the eighth grade last year, you might have been asked this question by the National Assessment of Educational Progress. And let me tell you, the answers were a little disappointing. Results for a similar test in 1997 were low, and last year's results? Even lower. Joining us now is Richard Kessler. He's Executive Director of the Center for Arts Education. We're also going to be joined from Plainfield, New Jersey, with Emily Downs. She's an art teacher. She teaches kindergarten through fourth grades. All right, pop quiz for the two of you. We're going to start with you, Richard Kessler. What's the right answer?
The right answer is symphony orchestra.
You knew. You peeked.
No, I knew I did. Okay. I knew in advance.
You did, Emily?
Symphony orchestra, I totally agree.
Well, you agree, but did you know beforehand as well?
Yes, I did. I'm proud to say that.
Okay. Richard, I'm going to go back to you for a minute. So you passed the pop quiz, but let's talk about the test results. What is your reaction?
My reaction is that I'm not surprised. The test results essentially were telling us about student achievement in the arts at the eighth grade. And we're not surprised that 71% of the students were able to determine, in fact, that that was a symphony orchestra. We were not surprised that 20% of the students were able to tell you that P in music notation means piano, which means soft. And one of the reasons why we're not surprised is while some of the students who took these tests at the eighth grade may have had music instruction and art instruction for many years preceding that, you know, there were also students who may have had no music instruction or almost none before they took the test in the eighth grade. And that tells you a little bit about what the terrain is. Some kids are getting music and art and dance and theater, and some kids are getting nothing.
Hey, Emily, I know that the kids that you teach are obviously younger than eighth grade.
Mm-hmm.
But do you think any of them could have answered the question that we played?
I do. I think that our students are in a middle-class suburban school. They are receiving instrumental education as well as vocal music instruction roughly once a week, and I do believe that it certainly at least the third and fourth grade students would have probably attained the same scores as the eighth graders answering the question.
Hey, I have to ask both of you, how many adults do you think would have gotten that right? Richard?
I think most adults would have gotten that right. I do.
Emily?
Yeah, I would say the same, maybe three quarters.
I was just going to say, you know, you guys have more faith in people than I do. I mean, let's talk about some of the questions that were asked on this test. Like, for instance, for music, identify the pitch contour of melody in a recording. I'm not even sure I understand what that means. Richard?
Well, it's, you know, looking at it on paper, it's abstract. I mean, what you have to realize is we're asking for kids who are studying music. Look, if you're not studying music, the question makes no sense at all. But if you've been involved in music instruction since kindergarten, as kids should, and in New York State, that's in fact the law, it does make sense. It's not just an abstract question, but what are they learning over the course of 7 or 8 years?
Let's go to another question that isn't abstract, that is in fact musical. That, of course, is Rhapsody in Blue, George Gershwin. But here's the question for you all out there. Was what we're listening to right now, is this a flute, an oboe, a saxophone, or a clarinet? All right, Emily, pop quiz. Give me the answer.
It is a clarinet.
All right. Okay, you passed. But let's, you know, talk about the fact that, you know, this is a classic piece of music. It was written to be classical when Gershwin composed it. He wanted to step away from the popular music he was doing. But how much of these test results are perhaps the result of kids being steeped in their own popular culture?
That's a good question. I think that, and it's an important part of their education to expose them to all culture, including their own. Certainly that's going to be the best way to reach and relate to your students, is to understand their culture and, you know, relate to them on that level as much as possible. But it's also important for them to get the canon of music history and art history as part of their early education. We have this whole element of cultural and social intelligence that relies on the arts, and it's not information that you just pick up innately. It's something that has to be taught. It's a system of symbols. You know, recognizing a Warhol painting or Beethoven's Fifth is just part of being a well-rounded person. You know, we need arts education to be part of our children's everyday experience so that they can be those well-rounded people.
And in fact, we also know that arts education helps raise scores in, for instance, math and science. Richard?
Yes.
It does all sorts of things. It's not just an issue of test scores. It's an issue of attendance. We know that kids come to school early on their own time, before school starts, for the arts. They stay late. We know that parents, when they come to schools, they come for arts performances. If you walk into a school that has the arts, you're going to see art. You're going to hear art. You're going to see a school alive with color. You walk into a school that has no arts, you see a school that's gray, a school that's sterile.
All right. And just to wrap up, when you have test results like this, do you find that people pay more attention to the whole issue of arts education?
I think it's not so much the issue of the test scores themselves. I think that more attention's been paid to this issue right now because it is NAEP, what's called the nation's report card. It's gotten a tremendous amount of press, and it tells us a little bit about the kinds of attention that needs to be paid.
All right. I want to thank you both for joining us. Richard Kessler, Executive Director of the Center for Arts, and Emily Downs, K-4 art teacher in New Jersey. You both passed. Good job.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.